Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and that means Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's start with GE, major corporation. Of course, there are Schenectady and Niskayuna divisions, and the CEO came out this week, Mr. Flannery, and said the company will cut $1 billion in expenses in the power division. But he also said that the two divisions, Schenectady and Niskayuna, were important for the future of the company, although many are waiting for, as your headline says, the shoe to drop.
Yeah, that's $1 billion with a B, and that has people in Schenectady worried. But GE Power is throughout the world, not just Schenectady and Power. Local officials noted with relief yesterday is one of the three core businesses GE plans to focus on going forward. The company hasn't likely decided what facilities and workforces will be reduced and how deeply they will be cut, but it does have people in Schenectady worried about what will happen on the GE campus at the foot of Erie Boulevard.
And of course, we'll be keeping our eyes on that development. We'll go from there to a development, well, maybe, maybe not. Absentee ballots tilt against the change of the form of government in Saratoga Springs, but maybe till Thanksgiving, till we really know.
Yeah, the unofficial count after they counted absentee ballots yesterday showed the people who voted against the charter change with a lead. That referendum was a charter change that sought to move the current mayor commission form of government to a city council with an appointed city mayor or manager form of government. There are 18 military ballots that were sent out and must be postmarked by November 6th to be counted. The County Board of Elections will wait until November 20th to see if any of those military ballots will come in. As of yesterday, they had received no military ballots, but that could turn the tide again. But at this point, it looks like the proposed charter change has been defeated in the city of Saratoga Springs.
And under a minute, Judy, but we have an update on the Rivers Casino and Resort in Schenectady and the revenue.
Yeah, while the casino has received widespread acclaim for what it is, you know, a big, gleaming new facility that's created new jobs and brought new tax dollars to the city, it's also continuing to draw attention for what it isn't doing, coming anywhere near its revenue projections. The total revenue for the year will be about $140 million for its first year. Rivers reportedly projected its first year revenue would be in the $181 million to $222 million range.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joining us. For more, go to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, David.